Now, flexibility in investment and exit. Flexibility. What is first one? Allowing flexibility structure. The venture capital funds are set up with a limit and its maturity, and returns are distributed among the investors. Now, the structure of the venture capital fund that need to be protected the interest of the investor. So liquidation process also should be simple. Like you can see the limited partnership, that is LP, limited liability company, limited liability partnership, that is LLP, and the limited liability company, that is LLCs. These are commonly used. These are commonly used and widely accepted structure internationally. Okay. In India, there is no LLC, LP or LLP. But currently, they are not recognized under the Indian Partnership Act. And this Indian Partnership Act is amended, even though, and where there is a recognition of LLP and LP, Partnership Act, only LP is covered. Limited partnership, okay, and LLP means a limited liability partnerships act. This limited liability partnership act 2008 came into existence, but it is not so far it is recognized by the Indian companies. Okay, for the development of the venture capital industry in India, if at all you want to globally, then to facilitate and attract the foreign investment in the venture capital industry, such an alternative such structure need to be provided by bringing the appropriate changes in the legislation. So under SEBI regulations, venture capital fund can be registered in the form of either trust, company or body corporate. A company or body corporate registered with the SEBI may float a multiple schemes for the investment in the different categories of the companies. And the fund set up as a trust may also establish one more fund under it. Okay. However, it is do not specifically provide for the registration of the schemes. Its companies, that is venture capital unit or venture capital fund, can be registered. But any scheme which is floated by this trust, body corporate or company, like mutual funds, schemes, multiple funds, how they are registered, these scheme under venture capital funds, are there is no provision for registration. It is not getting registered. So SEBI regulation therefore need to be amended to provide for the registration of the entities such as LP, LLP, LLC, as well as the scheme floated by the fund set up by the trust, body corporate and company, and also the other entities. Now coming down to understand little bit flexibility in the matter of investment in the selling and the sectoral restrictions. The present regulatory requirement, there are sectoral restrictions as well as the various type of investment ceilings. Sectoral restriction for the investment by the venture capital funds are not consistent with the very concept of the venture in promotion of the innovation and the technology, as innovation and the technology which technology based ideas could emerge in an area like business, manufacturing and services. The function of the venture capital fund is to provide the risk capital and support the idea-based enterprises. The sectoral restriction created unnecessarily obstacle in to hamper the growth of venture capital industry. Okay, there are some other restrictions which could be put up by simplifying the negative list, which would include the areas like real estate, finance company, etc. Okay, and any other sectors which would be notified by the SEBI in consultation with the Government of India. This investment criteria under SEBI is regulation prescribed that at least 80% of the funds raised should be invested in unlisted or financially weak Sikh companies. Income tax rule of the government of guidelines, they say that venture capital investment until recently prescribed the selling is 40% of the paid up capital of an investee company and not beyond 20% of the corpus of the fund. These investment restrictions can be seriously affected the flexibility in operation of the venture capital fund. It is felt that venture capital fund should have the flexibility of the investment which is depending upon the business requirement and of the startup companies. This 25% selling of the corpus, of venture capital in a single investment company would meet the requirement of the diversification of the risk. That is true. But division should be there in different venture capital, not overall venture capital investment, but in one unit venture capital undertaking, the investment, how much they can do, 25% of the corpus of venture capital fund. That kind of, we can understand that kind of regulation should be there. The Indian context, since the venture capital industry is on the evolutionary stage, it would be desirable to keep the ceiling of 25% rather than something more, that is 80% and all, for the investment in single venture capital unit. Venture capital fund should not be permitted to invest in associated companies. No other investment ceiling is including, and 80% limit for the investment as provided in SEBI regulations are appropriate in the venture capitals. So, the regulation restricts the investment by the venture capital fund in unlisted equity or equity-related instruments and listed securities of the financially weak or sick companies. The government guidelines and the tax rules for the investment into the unlisted equity of the investment company need to be looked into. So, venture capital fund requires to invest partially in debt instrument also rather than only non-listed companies' equity. This flexibility of the investment instruments are not available to the venture capital funds in India. And this, because of Government of India guidelines, CBDT guidelines, SEBI regulations, multiple regulations need to be removed and only single regulation should be kept. While primarily the venture capital fund should be investing in unlisted companies and that too only to the extent of 80% of that set, there should be a flexibility to invest in the listed equity also. Why only unlisted equities? This unlisted equity may be permitted within the overall ceiling of 30% of the investable funds, and at least 70% of the funds should be invested in unlisted equity. So, equity-related instrument or other instruments which is convertible into equity. This keeping in tune with the funding pattern of the venture capital fund globally. The venture capital investment into the long-term high-risk portfolio to create the wealth. This foreign institutional investors invest money with a shorter lookout, always. And time frame, which may add the speculation and the volatility of the capital market. On the other hand, the investment by the venture capital are a long-term investment and contribute to the building of the enterprise and the promotion of the industrial and the business activities. This venture capital investor, therefore, in no way should be put the more restriction on the companies to FII. On the contrary, this investment should be encouraged and facilitated through the regulatory support. Foreign venture capital investment need to obtain approval of the pricing from RBI at the time of investment as well as both at the time of disinvestment also. The formula which is applied for arriving at the prices of unlisted securities based on the book value or personal equity or private equity multiples of the Bombay Stock Exchange or National Index, extremely restrictive and not to tune with the valuation and the relevant to the new generation enterprises, which typically obtain the venture capital funds like Infotech, Biotech, Service Industries, etc. Such entrepreneurs, especially the startup entrepreneurs, do not have the tangible assets. But the stock of the same may obtain the high valuation due to their intangible assets like human capital and its growth prospective. Therefore, once the foreign venture capital investor, either coming to through the 100% funding to the domestic venture capital fund or otherwise registered with the SEBI, should not be subjected to such kind of restrictions. Now, coming down to understand flexibility in exit. Flexibility in exit. Restrictions are there, no doubt. You cannot easily leave the company or exit from the company. But venture capital funds are set up to, because venture capital funds are set up to make the investment in venture capital undertaking for defined period time of 8 to 10 years, at average around 10 years. As and when investment matures, the investor is required to be paid back by the venture returns. And the expiry of the timeline, the funds are liquidated. The structure of the venture capital fund, therefore, should be such that its liquidation is a simpler. Currently, what is happening in India, the venture capital fund can be incorporated as a trust company or body corporate. Right? So, regulation pertaining to the governing body need to be complied by the venture capital also. So, liquidation of the trust is comparatively easier as compared to that of company or body corporate. Buyback of the shares by the company, it is not adequate facility provided to the investor that should be provided, because the cumbersome liquidation procedure, when it is followed in case of the company, most of the funds had been set up as a trust, and the funds are getting diverted to the trust. Its structures like LP, LLP, LLC are popular among the international venture capitalists because of their easy liquidation process. This is one of the main reasons the committee has recommended, SEBI committee, the committee appointed by the SEBI, which necessary amendment required to be made to the venture capital guidelines. In case of venture capital funds, which is constituted as a company, the existing guidelines for the buyback of the share should be relaxed to permit them to buy back of the share out of the sale proceeds of the investment and assets instead of from the reserve, share premium and the fresh issue proceeds. Currently, these are used. And this buyback relaxation should be extended to the venture capital undertaking also, which proposes to buy back the equity from venture capital fund. This would provide an extant opportunity to the venture capital fund. The existing condition of the buyback of equity shares of unlisted company prohibits the company from making a fresh issue or capital for the period of 24 months. This has been the major constraint. Why to wait for 24 months? This should be immediately thought of, or it should be removed. The prohibition period of the fresh issue of the capital that may be reduced by a period of 6 months to as the venture capital units are typically growing companies, and they may need financing and should not be debarred from making a fresh issuance of the capital for a longer period. Some of the companies which are operating and emerging in the areas such as the internet and e-commerce may not be able to generate the profit. However, they have the adequate market share in the business to justify the significant market capitalization. And these type of companies at present, they seek the listing outside the country and not within the country because of the stringent regulation. But outside the country, there are not much regulations. So they move to list their entity in overseas stock exchange. IPO norms for the listing requirement need to be reviewed in case of the companies which are funded by the venture capital fund to facilitate the early exit by them. Those companies which are funded by the venture capital fund, the securities are listed on the stock exchange outside the country. These companies should be permitted to list their shares in the Indian stock market also. So the venture capital enters into an agreement with the venture capital undertaking. At the same time, commitment for the participation in the venture, which includes the option to VCF to buy and sell the securities from and to the promoters. VCF and FVCI, Venture Capital Fund and Foreign Venture Capital Institution registered with the SEBI should be considered eligible for qualified investor, and at the same time the joint promoter for the ventures, and that should also be eligible for the qualified investor. If foreign venture capital industry they disinvest and transfer its holding to venture capital undertaking in favor of any other person, it is required by RBI to obtain no objection certificate from the joint venture partner and other shareholders. The process of obtaining the NOC is time consuming, and uncertainty about the transaction for the foreign venture capital investment as a joint venture partners, and it may be create an obstacle in exit route and in the venture capital fund. The requirement of obtaining NOC should be dispensed with. Now, global integration and the opportunities. Global integration means, according to the worldwide, whatever the regulations are there, the Indian regulations should be of the similar line. So, the incentive from the employees and employee stock option, that is ESOP. Venture capital fund companies typically have large option pool for their employees from 5 to 30% of their issued capital. Okay, this would include the incubator, CEO and startup companies. Currently, these persons would come under the promoter ESOP guidelines. Okay, then incidence of the tax. At present, when the option is exercised by the employees, it is taxed in the hands of the employer, in the hands of employee, as income from the salary, and when it is share, and when the shares are sold, that is also taxed separately. So it is recommended that the employee who have opted to exercise their option under ESOP should be taxed only once, and that too at the time of exit, that is sale of the share by them, and not at the time of exercising the option. Globally, this practice is followed in many countries, but in India not. Now, incentive to the shareholders. The shareholders of the Indian company, okay, who holds the venture capital funding, and it is desirous of the swapping of the shares with that of foreign company, should be permitted to do so. Indian company also having the venture funding and the desirous of issuing ADR, GDR for the venture capital shareholders, okay, of the domestic company, then they are desirous to disinvesting, then their share through the ADR GDR should be permitted to do so. ADR GDR is also one of the, these are the instruments which are issued internationally, American Depository Receipt and Global Depository Receipt, for collection of the funds by the companies. Similar facilities should be provided to the venture capital funds also. This flexibility should be available for the Indian startup as well, and shareholders can take the advantage of the higher valuation in the overseas market, which is divesting the holding. Global investment opportunities for the domestic venture capital fund. The global integration is increasing, and it is important that the domestic venture capital fund also invest abroad, and this would enable them to generate the better return globally and expose them to the international market practices. We need to encourage the Indian enterprises to become the global. Domestic venture capital funds should be permitted to make the investment abroad under certain transparent automatic norms subject to certain ceilings. Now, amendment in SEBI regulation. SEBI regulation should be focused more on the adequacy of the disclosure and investment in the venture capital activities. Okay? The regulatory requirement seeking the approval of the placement of memorandum from the SEBI may be dispensed with by strengthening the disclosure requirement. Further, this regulation should provide, in case of venture capital fund is incorporated as a trust or a company, registration instrument and the trust under the Indian Registration Act. As per the provision of Indian Registration Act, the registration of the trust document should be optional one, should be kept or not compulsory. Registration to be done or not done for the trust, it should be kept option to the trust. It should be left to the choice of the applicant whether to register the trust document, and there should be any compulsion for the registration of the document under the Indian Registration Act under SEBI regulation. Okay, now the venture capital activity is at initial stage, nascent stage in India today. So many dimensions of it are still to be unfolded. So SEBI regulation therefore should not curtail the flexibility of the investment by the venture capital funds. Present regulatory framework permits the investment by the venture capital fund in SIC industrial undertaking. The venture capital should focus on investment in the green shoe, high technology oriented, knowledge based, research based, technology based, and that should also provide the flexibility to participate in restructuring process of the SIC industries also. Now, infrastructure, research and development. Venture capital industry in India is still in early stage and give its proper fillip to its important for the development of related infrastructure, as has been successfully done internationally, specifically in US, Taiwan and Israel. So there should be, focus should be on the research and development of the venture capital fund. Awareness creation is also very important, because proper awareness of the venture capital activities is important for the development. There should be a public accessibility to the relevant information and the data regarding the venture capital activity. One immediate measure that could be creation of an informed website, which could have enough and useful data of the venture capital activity. It is desirable that the self-regulatory organization status should be provided to the venture capital industries, and such an organization would help the evolution of the standard practice, code of conduct apart from the generating and disseminating information about the industry to the general public and the investors. So friends, with this, we complete our discussion on certain obstacles are there for development of the market in India for venture capital investment. Thank you very much.